Essential museums for getting to know Tenerife. Want to learn some of Tenerife's secrets? The island is known for its beaches, cuisine, good weather and nature, but its cultural and historical offerings will also surprise you. Discover Tenerife's volcanic origins, its Berber past, and the European conquest that took place in the Canary Islands all throughout the 15th century. Visit the remains of a fortress in Tenerife's capital, wander through a banana plantation or immerse yourself in the colorful world of Carnival. Explore the essential museums for learning about the past and present of this special destination. Searching for clues at the Museum of Nature and Archaeology. The Museum of Nature and Archaeology, called MUNA, could well be one of Tenerife's most popular. It contains one-of-a-kind treasures, such as a large collection of archaeological remains of Guanche mummies, the ancient inhabitants of Tenerife. It is located in the historic quarter of Santa Cruz de Tenerife, the island's capital, in a beautiful 18th-century building. It hosts permanent and temporary exhibits divided into archaeology and natural sciences sections, perfect for family visits. Its different sections are home to manifestations of the natural and archaeological richness of the Canaries and of Tenerife, such as the incredibly well-preserved mummy of San Andres or the Zaita stone. The historic basalt rock with engraved letters from the Berber alphabet is said to be proof of the origin of the indigenous people. You will find a novel audio guide system in Spanish, English, French, Italian, German and Russian. Parking is limited by its central location, but the tram has a stop, Fundación, less than 5 minutes from the museum. Opening hours: Monday to Saturday from 9 to 18:30, and Sunday and holidays from 10 to 17 o'clock. Entrance fee: the ticket price is from €3.50, depending on the discounts, with free admission on Fridays and Saturdays from 16 o'clock until the museum closes. Mystery and history coexist in Lercaro House. If you want to know the anthropology, legends and economic development of the island of Tenerife after the Spanish conquest, we recommend Casa Lercaro. This house of typical Canarian architecture, located in the historic quarter of San Cristóbal de la Laguna, dates from the 16th century and was built by a family of Genoese merchants who settled in the area. It is currently one of the venues of the History and Anthropology Museum. According to legend, the manor house is haunted by the spirit of the daughter of the original owner. They say you can hear footsteps in empty corridors or see Carolina walking around at night. You will, however, definitely see various items on exhibit that depict how people lived on the island at different times. There are ceramics, clothing, documents, photographs, musical instruments and two impressive carriages from the 18th and 19th century. This museum also has audio guides in Spanish, English, French, Italian, German and Russian. Parking in this area can be limited, so a good option is to take the tram to the La Trinidad stop, which is 200 meters away from Casa Lercaro. Opening hours: the museum is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 19 o'clock, and Sunday and holidays from 10 to 17 o'clock. Entrance fee: admission costs from €3.50, and is free on Friday and Saturday from 16 o'clock until closing. Castillo de San Cristóbal, go underground in Santa Cruz. Did you know that Tenerife was close to being part of the British Crown in the 18th century? The Museum of San Cristóbal, under the Plaza de España, houses the remains of the wall of the iconic castle that bears its name and which frustrated the British invasion of Santa Cruz de Tenerife. This underground route also has a gallery that explains the island's military defenses, a set of weapons, and most notably the renowned El Tigre cannon. According to popular belief, British Admiral Horatio Nelson experienced firsthand the effectiveness of this piece of artillery bathed in bronze and weighing more than 2,000 kilos, when it caused him to lose his right arm. The museum is accessible both by car and public transport, since the Plaza de España has a paid underground car park and a bus stop on the main avenue. In addition, since it is so centrally located, across from Avenida Marítima, you can take advantage of your visit to explore the city of Santa Cruz de Tenerife. Opening hours: Monday to Saturday from 10 to 18 o'clock. Entrance fee: free of charge. Carnival House, home to the glitter and fantasy of Santa Cruz. Tenerife has one of the best carnivals in the world, so much so that it is considered second best only to Brazil. The Carnival House in Santa Cruz de Tenerife reflects the passion of Tenerife's inhabitants for this festival, considered of international tourist interest. The museum is located in the Barranco de Santos, and does an extraordinary job of portraying the fantasy of the carnival and the originality of what was during Franco's regime known as the Winter Festival. In its permanent exhibition you'll find a collection of dresses, classic costumes and typical carnival paraphernalia, such as its famous posters, and dresses from the carnival queens. Perfect for carnival fans and families with children, various costumes including headgear are provided so you can dress up and take some selfies. There is an audio guide system in Spanish, English and French, as well as numerous digital resources that will tell you the story of the biggest party in the Canary Islands. Opening hours: open every day from 10 to 18 o'clock. Entrance fee: free of charge. Casa del Plátano, a tribute to the most famous fruit of the Canary Islands. Bananas are considered an agricultural treasure in the Canary Islands, since this crop has been one of the main economic engines for thousands of families in Tenerife. In the municipality of Icod de los Vinos, you will find the Casa del Plátano, an old estate amidst a banana plantation. At the museum, near the Church of San Marcos, visitors can learn everything about one of the archipelago's calling cards. The visit offers a tour of the production process, as well as an exhibit with the vast variety of bananas grown on the islands. If you are looking for a perfect souvenir, you can also buy a host of products made from bananas there. Opening hours: open daily from 11 to 19 o'clock. Entrance fee, €3.